Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brenda Swope. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning, LaVon.
We're going to talk about an event that I think a lot of people look forward to, Brenda.
I sure hope so. It's our annual variety show. This year it's a little different. It's mainly all music. And when I say music, these people are very talented. And you can understand every word they say when they sing to you. It's the kind of music I like anyway.
You can really understand
yes.
what it's all about. And I understand you're calling it Mike's Musical Moments.
I did that this year because Mike's the one that always puts it together, and it's his musical stars that he finds throughout our area. So I thought, why not give him a little honor and call it Mike's Musical Moments?
And that's Mike Waters, of course. And I know he's been searching, and you know, he's heard a couple people at Produce in the Park, and
yes.
I think he contacted some of them. And but he has knowledge of a lot of people. And don't
yes.
we have a lot of talented
oh,
people?
Oh, we have some amazing talent here in Cass County and the surrounding mm-hmm. areas, yes.
So this is an opportunity for people to be amazed that, oh, yes, we do have all this talent. So when is it?
It's this coming Saturday night, October 24th, at the Elks Lodge here in Atlantic, and it starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, and surely there's a fee.
Yes, it's $8 a person, and the monies we raise from this, we go to our charities, which is the Boy Scouts, the fire department, our scholarship programs that we really like to, we're trying to improve and make them more than what they are right now. So we're putting a lot of effort into our scholarship program.
Okay. Now, some people, when we talk about Elks, automatically think we have to be a member to attend, and you certainly don't
no.
for this.
This is open to the public. Anyone can come and enjoy the evening with us. We would be glad to have them. We are going to have some hors d'oeuvres during the intermission and afterwards, so there'll be a little snack to enjoy while you're listening
okay.
to the music.
If they wanted to come to dinner ahead of time, may they
our
do that?
Our dining room is open that night, and you're all welcome to come. It's our prime rib night.
Oh.
And we also have other things available as well.
Okay. Yeah, because for some folks, prime rib is at the top of the list. For
yeah.
some others, not so much.
It's very good and very expensive. But we do have, like, you can get a steak or a chicken or fish, whatever.
Good. Wide variety of choices
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. Maybe somebody wants to just kind of make an evening yep. of it and come to dinner. What time does the dining room open?
It opens at 6 o'clock.
Okay. So if you're going to do that, you better get in there at
yeah.
6, eat your dinner, and get ready to do the
yep.
program at 7. And do people need to buy tickets ahead of time?
No, we're not having pre-sold tickets. You can just pick up your ticket at the door.
Okay. And this is upstairs.
It's on the third floor, yes.
But there is an elevator.
Yes, if you come in through the dining room door, we have an elevator that will take you all the way up to the third floor. So anybody that's handicapped or needs that kind of service, we do have that.
That's great. We don't want to keep anybody out because
no.
they can't get to the third floor. And the other thing, that I guess I say this with other kinds of events, but part of this is the socializing with other folks that come to be there.
Yes, we'd love to get more people to join our membership and help us with all the programs that we try to take advantage of. But as all organizations are hurting for members, it's hard to find people that want to take the time to work with it.
And you are the secretary of Elks.
Yes.
Women may be Elks members?
Yes, they may. Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to do to be a member?
Just let us know you're interested and find a sponsor and fill out the application. And that's about it.
And a sponsor would be a current member.
A current Elk member.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are some dues and some other requirements,
yeah.
but
yeah.
You may just want to visit with somebody. And Saturday night would be a good time
yes.
to do that.
This weekend we are really busy. On Friday night we have the Cass Inc. Celebration. They have a dance, and I think it's costume for them. So it's an interesting
oh,
evening as well. And then Saturday afternoon, we have our kids' Halloween party from Washington School. They all have been invited to come down with costumes, and there'll be treats and games. So that will be a fun thing for that age group.
Got to have your camera ready.
Yeah. And then in the evening, Mike's show. So
wow.
It's a busy weekend. We have found we're really busy lately. Some of our upcoming events. On Saturday, November 7th, the Does are having their quilt show on the third floor, which was amazing last year.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. And then on that evening, we're having the Whiskey River Country Band. So if you'd like to come and dance or listen to good music, that would be a good night. And then in January, we're having Captain Andy show. He's a hypnotist and comedian. This is the first time we've had him here, so it'll be interesting to see what comes about from that.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I guess you've said that the Elks do a lot of good things, working with people, providing scholarships and so on. What's the overall mission or purpose of Elks as you look across, because it's a national organization?
Right. We our mission is, especially for veterans, we have a saying, as long as there are veterans, we will be there to help. So we try to do what we can with veterans. We haven't been as active in that area here in our community as we have been for the scholarship programs, but we're trying to get some more people to help. Our officers can only do so much.
Yes.
So we have some really good programs, and our national foundation is the second to only to the U.S. government in handing out scholarships in the United States. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we try to work for our foundation as well.
Uh-huh. So you're telling me with scholarships, they'll start at a young age. I know you also do other activities, or at least you have done in the past, for kids. I mean, now you mentioned the Halloween party, but I know you've done some other activities throughout the year for young people.
Yes, we try to encourage our youth to be drug-free. And we have a lot of materials and information. Kent Gady is the national drug chairperson for our organization, and he works a lot of hours putting in good things for kids. We have a new comic book out, and we give those away at the school as well. And in the past, we've done dictionaries, and we're trying to figure out how to get that all worked out this year, too. So,
okay.
A lot of different things.
Young people, veterans, community events, mm-hmm. The Elks are there. And you mentioned the does. Does a doe have to have somebody they know be an Elks member?
They have to have an Elks sponsor as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. But again, that's pretty easy to find,
yeah,
because you have members
hard.
There.
We have many people that will be glad to be your sponsor.
Okay. So both of these organizations are ones that are really important, I think, to our community in all the things
yes.
that you offer. So let's talk just a bit more about the program. Saturday night starts at 7 o'clock. Who are some of the performers?
We have some new people this year, as well as a few who have performed before. We have Michael Nix. He's our sound guy, and he's bringing Brooke Gordon along to sing for us. We've never heard her. And then B.J. Hart. I think a lot of people have heard B.J. Hart. Caleb Nelson, Katie York, Lynn Hansen, Samantha Rose, Josie Dahlke, Melanie Hart, and Mary Young.
Okay.
So we have a nice lineup to keep the show to a minimum time limit,
okay.
but yet good
entertainment. And have a variety
yeah.
of music, men and women. And are any of those bringing groups, or are these all singles?
They're all single performers, I
okay.
believe. Yes.
Okay. Well, and some younger, I see Katie
yes,
York
I think
is
Samantha
on there.
Samantha Rose yes. is younger.
Okay.
I've never seen Katie York, so that will be a new one this year.
Okay.
So
wide variety of ages, but
yes.
Wonderful performers, so you want to be sure to get that on your calendar
yes.
for this Saturday.
This Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Elks Lodge.
All right, and $8 will get you an evening
right.
of entertainment. I'm not sure what other entertainment you can go to. I think even going to a movie anymore is about
that price.
Well,
by the time you buy the popcorn and the pop, it's runs. I took my grandson to the show, and I says, well, you want some popcorn? And he said, yeah. And well, by the time I got out of there, I'd spent $30 for two grandkids. Well, it wasn't cheap, but
no.
We had a good time and enjoyed it.
Well, that's important, but it's a good bargain. And as you mentioned, you have some hors d'oeuvres along the way
yes.
there, so it's the whole package. And remember, the dining room is also open. So good entertainment. Local folks, enjoy all that talent that's
yes.
local, Brenda. And we want to thank Mike Waters, mm-hmm. for putting all this together and all the work you do, Brenda, to make all of this happen.
Well, thank you.
Because it does take a lot of work to make good things happen. So, again, remind us.
This Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Mike Waters Musical Moments.
Okay. 8 o'clock. Get there before. I'm sorry. It's $8 at 7 o'clock. And you'll probably want to get there a little before 7 so you can
yeah,
get find your seat.
Good.
And yes,
yeah.
yes.
We
thank
hope,
you.
We hope we get a lot of people to
you
come.
You bet. Great, great time. So thank you, Brenda Swope.
Thank you for having me.
You bet, for coming in and visiting with us. Until next time, here's the thought. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back.